Are you thirsty? I want to breastfeed you. Here on these big nips. And watch how you suck me dry. Look here. All for you. Yes. Come on if you're thirsty.
February 1st, 2021, coming up on the program today. Sagittarius Shoddy almost pissed on her date's face to catch a predator with a butt plug, using your pussy lips as a legal defense, and heroin is not a laxative. All this, push your voicemails today. I'm sucking dick after dick over here.
Breathing in semen from the air does not get a woman pregnant. LOL, laugh out loud.
Crystal meth loosens up your butthole.
Together.
It's called Distorted View Daily, and it will rape your mind!
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Alright, hey freaks! Tim back here with you to kick off a new week of programs. Hope you all had a great weekend. I sure did, but now it's time to get serious. Buckle the fuck down. Let's focus on the task at hand here. I realize it's a lot of hard work, but we have got mountains of piss porn and granny tranny prolapse videos to get through. They're not going to watch themselves, are they? All right, listen, I do have a great program for you today. Someone last week was mentioning Sagittarius Shoddy. For those of you unfamiliar with her, she is a vlogger and a live streamer. She is great because she is really nasty and gets very personal. She's a big girl who has had many STDs, including some in her eyes. She got like chlamydia in her eyes and stuff, and she showed that off in a previous video. A lot of times she will film as she's getting ready to go on a date with a guy. And by date, I mean whore herself out. She's a prostitute sometimes. She'll film in the guy's house. Like she'll go to the bathroom and then, start streaming or recording a video to give us all an update on how things are going. I like that it's not just like post-game reactions. Like, she goes on a date and then like the next day she'll talk about how it went. No, she's right in the middle of things. She's in the trenches, on the battlefield, giving us dispatches. So like I said, someone was asking about her in the voicemail segment. And I said, I will take a look to see what Sagittarius has been up to. The problem is, her videos are really long. They're usually like an hour long and I got to sift through this shit, right? Anyway, so recently, Sagittarius went on a Tinder date with a stranger, no mask, during a pandemic. As a matter of fact, she mentioned that she needs to get this date in now because Canada is going to be under lockdown in a day or two. So this was her last chance to get some good dick. I can respect that. I'm not going to bore you with, her getting ready for the date. We're going to pick up at this guy's house. She runs into the bathroom to give us an update, as she does.
Yeah, I'm in his crib. And, sorry, I'm just drinking pop. I'm in his crib. And I really want him to eat my pussy, but he got up from the couch and he went to the bed. And now he's laying on the bed, and I don't know how to make my move. What do I do? Do I go sit on the bed, open my legs, and say, "Hey, motherfucker"?
I'm not surprised that most of her dates end in disaster, because she says shit like that.
You hungry? Eat mama pussy. This poon is ripe.
Or do I just like casually go in the bed? Like he didn't invite me to the bed, but he didn't invite me to the bed.
You're a whore. I mean, that's literally your profession. You're a prostitute. A professional. You should know how to handle this situation.
What do I do? I'm just sitting on the couch. We're 6 feet apart. We're social distancing.
Good.
I didn't come here to social distance. I came here to get my coochie ate. I want a motherfucking orgasm, bitch.
After sex with Sagittarius, you'd be lucky if the only thing you catch is COVID-19.
I have to pee so bad.
Does the bitch not know how to pause a video? Like, we don't need to be there for this.
Yes. That handicap thing over his toilet that I have to pee on top of.
Is he handicapped? That would make a lot of sense. Or maybe he lives with his mom who's handicapped.
I can't reach my hand in to wipe my pee now because it's so high up. What do I do?
She pees weird. It's just like coming out in like spurts. It's like...
I can't reach my hand in to wipe my pee now because it's so high up.
Reminds me of Back to the Future. Stick with me. There's a specific sound that her pee sounds like when it comes out in a spurt. That right there. You know what sound effect from Back to the Future I'm thinking of? That one. That sounds like her pee to me. Now let's hear her pee. Right? It's a bit deeper. I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy. Back to the Future was playing on television this weekend. Let's just get back to what Sagittarius has to say here.
What do I do? I was going to pee in his mouth. I was going to pee in his mouth and say it was squirt, but I figured that's rude.
Good instinct there, Sagittarius.
So I'm peeing in the toilet now.
Can we just talk about how loud the fucking television is? She's in the bathroom. The TV is blaring. Is this guy like 90? Is that why there's a handicapped toilet situation happening here? Also, Sagittarius spends a lot of time in the bathroom vlogging. She is in the middle of a date. If I was the guy, I'd be like, is everything okay in there? Do you have the diarrhea? Should we reschedule this? Poor dude is probably just looking for an excuse to get her out of his house. All right, so I'm going to fast forward now. She finally leaves the bathroom and continues the date. We don't get to see that, but as she's leaving his apartment, we get an update.
Oh, no. My cover-up came off my pimples. Okay, so we're going to go recap. Recap. So... he went on the bed.
Wait.
Oh my God. This hair is taking me off. Like, bye. I'm ripping it out. He went on the bed. And I was like, what the fuck do I do? Do I go on the bed? Whatever. Yeah, I think I already said that. So I went and sat on the couch and he was like, you can come sit on the bed if you want.
All right, that's like an invitation. If a guy asks you to sit on the bed with him, it means he wants it.
I went and sat on the bed. And then I was like facing the other way. And he came up behind me. And he... what the fuck?
Bobby?
She's always so fucking distracted. Just tell the story.
Bobby? He started rubbing my puss hole.
There it is! Puss hole rubbed!
Or whatever. And...
I'm not sure if it was my puss hole. There's a lot of fat there. A lot of rolls, a lot of hair.
He ended up eating my pussy.
Oh.
Then I came.
Like, what the hell is wrong with this guy? You guys, you've seen Sagittarius Hardy, right? If not, I've made her your chapter artwork image. You could also check her out that she's the featured image over there at distortedview.com and superfreaksaja.com. It's back when she had chlamydia of the eye.
And then we stopped, and then I went on the couch again. Oh, he ended up peeing the bed.
I'm sorry. He peed the bed? You're going to have to explain that one.
Because his catheter got, like, whatever, by accident, because I moved it by accident, because I, like, when you go touch his dick, like, forgetting about, like...
You ripped out his catheter and piss went everywhere. Okay, now this sounds like a Sagittarius shoddy date. Remember when I was like, I wonder what's wrong with this guy that he's going on a date with Sagittarius? Well, not every girl wants to futz around with a colostomy bag or whatever.
His situation. Catheter. So it was my fault. And then he got pee on the bed. So, like, I helped him make a sheet, like, make the bed over again. And then I went over again. And he ate my pussy again. And he ended up peeing again. And then we just made his bed again. And now I'm leaving.
This has probably been one of my top five best first dates ever.
Those were the best minutes from this vlog from Sagittarius Shorty. It was a 43-minute video. The rest of it is pretty much like this. Just, you know, listening to her fucking chew as she eats. Loud.
Okay.
Raising right now. Well, there you go. That is your Sagittarius Shorty update. Speaking of updates, Chris Hansen is back.
Would you let me lick you everywhere?
Chris, come on. You're working right now.
Yep, I knew it. You're a horny little 13-year-old girl.
I am much older than 13. Stop it, Chris. You really think I look young?
I'll be the best sex you will ever have.
No. Even though Chris is quite the sweet talker here, I don't know if I like his new show. You know, I'm watching part of it, and it doesn't look like there's any decoys. There's just a bunch of cops in a hotel room. This guy knocks on the door, comes in, and then the police yank him in the room. And that's it. And then Chris comes out after the police talk to him. Kind of lame. Also, what's really lame is that this guy was looking for a 15-year-old girl to bang, okay? But he himself is only 18. That's barely a sex crime. Here comes, here's the knock on the motel room door.
Sheriff's office, sheriff's office.
Come in here. Relax. You're okay. It's all right, buddy. Hey, just relax.
He doesn't sound like he's relaxing. Yes, it's bad, but believe it or not, it's going to get worse. Not only are you being arrested, your story's going up on the internet. Chris Hansen's going to pop out in a second to chat with you.
His name is Sean Alexander O'Brien. He's 18 years old, and he's been chatting online with a girl he thinks is 15. He's got some very specific requests.
I like worshiping body and feet and ass and spanking and very strict.
You know what? Worshiping pussy is pretty standard, right? I like worshiping body and feet and ass and pussy. The weirdest thing on that list is feet. And even by fetish standards, feet fetish is not that unusual at all.
I like worshiping body and feet and ass and spanking and very strict.
Are you okay with younger?
What's your age?
I'm 15. Are you okay with that?
Yeah, I'm okay. Will you wear leggings? On my way.
It's a 3-year difference. Like a 40-year-old guy going out with a 37-year-old woman. Well, here comes Chris. He's going to plop down on the bed next to him.
I need to understand how you ended up here today. Have you done this before? So why did you decide to do this today?
It's okay, you can say it. You wanted to worship pussy and feet.
I was just trying. I was like, okay. I just really don't know.
I don't know why I wanted to do it. I was just on it.
Girls have vocal fry when they want to try and sound smart. Guys have vocal fry when they're ashamed.
I don't know.
It's illegal for you to have sex with a 15-year-old girl. And what was this talk about, a butt plug?
Let's just really embarrass this little asshole.
Explain that to me.
What is this butt plug you speak of? What is its function? What does it look like? Who would be wearing it, you or her? And use that gravelly vocal fry voice ears.
A butt plug is a cone tape apparatus, shove up the pooper.
Butt plug, come on, you're on. You're into ass worship. You know what a butt plug is. Use your words.
I mean, how do you come up with that? I just woke up today and said I'm going to get online and talk to a 15-year-old girl and ask her to wear leggings and a butt plug?
Good luck. smart outfit.
Help me to understand this.
Help you to understand it? I'm an 18-year-old guy. I think with my dick. She's just a few years younger. It's not like she's a child. She's got hair on her snatch. I thought she was good to go. Fair game. I didn't know the cunt police were going to be after me. It's weird, but like, even if the ages were off by one, right? If this was a 19-year-old and the girl was 14, then I could be like, okay, that's weird. 15 and 18, though, I don't know. I would let this kid off with a warning. I don't know how much more of this you want to hear.
What was supposed to happen here today? What did you want to have happen here today?
Thought we could get a good game of Parcheesi going.
I wanted, if I was going to meet someone that,
a 15-year-old girl who you could take advantage of and have sex with.
No, it's probably, I don't think that's what would happen. I think I would have met her, and that probably would have never happened.
Just have her show you the butt plug and...
No, it's...
Every time Chris Hansen says butt plug, this kid gets really embarrassed, and he'll, like, zip up his jacket zipper over his face. Wants to hide. I've got some other interesting law enforcement videos here. This is from the YouTube channel Real World Police. I don't think we've ever featured them. It's like cops, I guess, but on the internet. In this particular clip, we've got a camera in the cop car pointed at the back seat. On August 24th, 2020, at approximately 11:30 a.m., Trooper Christopher Wademan with the Florida Highway Patrol arrested Rebecca Kozib for possession of a controlled substance. She was also alleged to have tampered with evidence and transported drug paraphernalia. Let's see how this all played out.
If they don't find anything on me at the jail, do I get to go home?
No. Whether they find it or not, you're going to jail for obstruction of justice.
I didn't obstruct any
justice. And trying to hide evidence.
I didn't.
Right here.
I didn't.
You don't want to watch this video?
Yeah, I would love to. Because I was fixing my coochie lips.
Yes, this video is titled, I Was Fixing My Coochie Lips. This is an interesting defense. I think she was either trying to hide drugs up her cunt or get the drugs out of her pussy. In some way, shape, or form, she was messing around with her cooch. And I guess police have that on cam and they're going to show that to her.
You don't want to watch this video?
Yeah, I would love to. Because I was fixing my coochie lips.
Okay, there's a bag. So there's a bag right there being shoved into your pants.
That's not my bag. That's not a bag. That's my fucking coochie lips hanging out, dude.
There's a bag you're putting in there.
Whatever.
You go to the hospital and take it out.
Okay. No, they bend and cough me. It'll be cool.
It shows you taking out of your pants by the top and taking it
out. I didn't, though. Look, I emptied my pockets for you before I got in here.
In your pants, man.
There's not in my pants.
Yeah, so we'll bring you to the hospital.
Okay.
Okay. Well, we'll go to the jail first, the scanner. I should be able to show it. So you know, if you can't retrieve it right now, it's multiple felonies to hide it on top of what you have. If you're honest with us and you can retrieve it now, we may be able to help you out. But if you make us go all the way to the jail and you have to...
Sir, I swear, when I'm telling you I was adjusting my coochie lips, I was checking my pockets to make sure I had nothing on me, to be honest.
Half the time I do have something on me. That's why I was checking. Girls, do you have to adjust your coochie lips, like, on a regular basis? You know, I understand with guys, sometimes you got to rearrange the boys, the balls, you know? Sometimes it gets hot and they stick to your skin, or they just get in a weird position in your underwear. I didn't think the same thing happened with pussy lips.
Where's this female officer? Like, let her pat me down.
Well, now it's too... We have the evidence we need.
That's not evidence, though. I was fixing my coochie lips, dude.
You're honest with us?
Well, it doesn't take long for her to change her story.
I'd like to talk to you. Okay. Yeah, I don't want to go to jail. I didn't...
Listen. Okay. You're in the back of the car, okay? We clearly see you take something out of your pocket and shove it up your pants, okay? Listen, okay, before we go down to the jail, we run you through the scanner, they find what is in your pants, okay? That's another felony.
It's very hard to hear because the door is open and they're like on the side of the road. But she says, look, the bag is not up my pants. It's inside my pussy. And I didn't put it there. It was always there. God put it there. I think that's her defense. Smart move. The reason why the door was open was because the cops, you know, had enough of her and they were reading her her rights and telling her what was happening. Like, you're going to go to jail now. That's when she confessed, you know, like, all right, I've got some drugs in my pussy. They were always there. God put them there. All right. And then let's fast forward a few more minutes.
Am I going to jail?
Yeah.
Why?
Why? Why? Where have you been the last 15 minutes? They have video of you shoving bags of meth in your cunt. I'm sorry, your cooch. Her theory is that since she confessed to having the bags of meth up her cooch, she would be let free because at the beginning of all of this, the cops were like, just come clean with us. Just tell us that you have bags of meth so we don't have to go to the police station. And she wouldn't. And it wasn't until she started shitting bricks because they were reading her her rights and stuff that she's like, all right, I'll tell you. I've got some meth in my pussy. So she's surprised that she's going to jail. Here.
Am I going to jail?
Yeah.
Why?
She had meth on you.
But you guys don't.
Technically, she had meth in her.
You would help me out. Please don't.
We're not charging you with the... camera.
But please, you guys told me, please don't send me with boo-boos on my leg. Please don't. I'll do anything. I'll do anything. Please. It wasn't even fine. Please. I'll never hang out with him again. I swear. Please don't arrest me.
So I guess the police officers are not going to charge her with, like, hiding the meth or something? Still, that's pretty nice of them.
Please don't. Please don't.
She's being all negative Nancy. The pussy is half empty of meth, not half full of meth. I think that's all of the coochie talk, and that's really why I wanted to feature the clip. But I, you know me, I love when women cry.
Please, sir. Can I talk to somebody, please? You guys said you would help me.
We did help you. We're not charging you with the other charges.
What other charges?
No.
Please.
Hey.
You know, she really kind of wants you to believe that this is her first time getting in trouble with the law. You know, I met this guy and he told me to hold on to his stuff and I got scared so I put it on my pussy. Like, that was pretty much her defense, I think. But then later on in the car ride, we get some new information.
When's the last time you were arrested?
Like a couple weeks ago.
14, 15 days ago. But guys, she wants you to know, that time, it was not her fault.
Yeah, but that, I swear, wasn't me.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
It was the paraphernalia. There was paraphernalia in my bag.
Oh,
girl, you got a problem. Right now, she doesn't have that meth look about her. She's still got some, weight on her. Fat legs, puffy face, you know, not all sunken and stuff. So I think she's just like, she's at the point where she really just loves meth, but it hasn't completely wrecked her life.
Am I being charged with meth?
Well, maybe it wrecked her life, but not her body yet.
Yeah,
it can't be a controlled substance or anything else.
She's already trying to talk it down. She knows exactly what she wants to be charged with.
Yeah. Well, it ruins my life if it's meth. Please. It is possession of controlled substance, not meth.
Well, then take that as a win. See, things are already looking up for you. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre twist to the fucked up news. I need every able-bodied listener of Distorted View Daily right now to go to superfreaksideshow.com and become a true and honorable freak. Step right up to the Sideshow DV's member site where you get full access to the entire archive of programs. Well over 3,000, probably closer to 4,000 shows at this point. Every single show we've done in the archive, you have access to. Plus, every week we do new exclusive shows just for paying freaks. You know, I said at the beginning there, I need every able-bodied freak. You don't even need to have an able body. It can be all mangled, crippled. As long as you got an ear that can hear, that's all you need to enjoy my sultry voice.
I didn't know she was 15. Even though I brought a butt plug, I didn't really think she'd use it. I'm just a little boy myself.
Tomorrow, we'll be doing a Sideshow exclusive podcast, and again on Thursday, so it's a great time to sign up. Memberships are very inexpensive, only $6.99 a month, even less when you opt for a quarterly, semi-annual, yearly, or lifetime membership. All major credit cards and PayPal accepted. Again, superfreaksideshow.com. Other ways to support the program, we've got a Patreon account, patreon.com/distortedview. I just posted my first finished little cartoon. I took audio from an old DV bit for Cougar Piss.
Love.
Pain.
Frustration.
Cougar Piss.
You remember that exciting male fragrance, Cougar Piss? I animated that, and I've been posting my progress on Patreon. Patrons were able to watch little snippets. It's only like a 45-second fake commercial, so you know it was good to get my feet wet. And I'd post little clips, and I did not get a lot of constructive feedback. People are very mean, but I have to just sit there and take it because they're giving me money. That's how Patreon works. I just posted the final product over there at Patreon, so you can check out that little animated bit. And I just also posted a personal podcast last week. So check it all out, patreon.com. You can pledge as little as a dollar over there. Just another way to help support the show. All right, three very quick stories now. First up, we're going to Texas, baby.
We're going to Texas. We're going to Texas. We're going to Texas. Here we go.
If you live in San Antonio, Texas, on Friday, you may have received an Amber Alert. It's sad when that happens, you know, a child missing. Doesn't happen too often. When it does, pay attention. So, you know, a lot of people noticed the Amber Alert was actually for Chucky from Child's Play.
You little shit, do you know what you've done?
First of all, Chucky is not a child. He is a doll. More specifically, he's the spirit of Charles Lee Ray inside a good guy doll.
I'm fucking trapped in here!
There was an Amber Alert out for Chucky, though. Not just Chucky. You may recall that in one of the more recent Child Play movies, Chucky does have a son, and his son's name is Glenn.
I'm Chucky.
Yes, the alert listed Chucky from Child's Play as a suspect. Oh, as a suspect. The Amber Alert was for the kid. Suspect, I guess, is his son. He's described as a 28-year-old with red auburn hair, blue eyes, stands at 3 feet 1 inch tall and weighs 16 pounds, according to the Amber Alert. Chucky was described as wearing blue denim overalls with a multicolored striped long sleeve shirt and wielding a kitchen knife prior to his disappearance. The alert also lists Glenn as an abducted child who is 5 years old, weighs only 6 pounds, stands at 2 feet 3 inches tall, and also has red auburn hair and blue eyes, just like his dad. Glenn was described as wearing a blue shirt and black collar prior to his disappearance. According to the Chucky fandom pages, Glenn is the son of Chucky. He was introduced in the film Seed of Chucky. So we're all on the same page now. I've got a screenshot here of the Amber Alert page that featured Chucky and Glenn. Check out the chapter artwork. While the alert appeared to be a mistake, no shit, it was sent out via email 3 separate times. To subscribers of the Texas Alert System Friday morning. It's unclear at this time how many people are subscribed. According to the Texas Department of Public Safety, this alert is a result of a test malfunction. We apologize for the confusion this may have caused and are diligently working to ensure this does not happen again. They also told a local NBC affiliate this was actually a test we were running on a development server, and it actually accidentally went out. That's according to Ruben Medina of DPS. We appreciate you reaching out to verify this. We do apologize for the inconvenience. The Amber Alert system actually began in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. It's a system for connecting broadcasters with local police departments to help locate missing or abducted children. If I ever run for Congress, my platform is going to be to defund the Amber Alert system. There's got to be federal dollars funneling into that stupid thing. Waste of money. All right. Second story we have for you today. Look at us just buzzing through these news stories. These are some pretty entertaining news stories. I'm kind of enthused about the news today.
I'm so enthused about the news. I'm so enthused about the news.
All right. I'm considerably less enthused about the news after listening to that song. Second story we have for you today. This one comes from the great country of Japan.
From Japan, from Japan, I'm a Japanese man. Say it again now. I'm from Japan, from Japan, from Japan, I'm a Japanese man.
I love these jingles where you're not quite sure if it's offensive or not. What did Corey sing there, really? I'm a Japanese man. I'm from Japan. Nothing offensive, right? And there wasn't like an accent, but it wasn't like a stereotypical Japan, like, oh, yeah. Oh, come to my great, you know, like something like that. The most offensive part, I guess someone could argue, would be the last noise. But still, I'm not really sure what that's supposed to be. I don't think that's offensive. Me explaining how it's not offensive is kind of more offensive. I'm doing voices and stuff. Anyway, a 37-year-old Tokyo man who says he rents himself out to other people. Okay, so you're a prostitute. No, not quite. He's a non-sexual prostitute. He, you know, people can rent him to do nothing. I don't quite understand. Like, what's the idea? You give him money and in return he does nothing? You pay him to do nothing? Or you give him money and he'll, like, come over and hang out with you? Just sort of chill. Be your friend. Well, this guy's been inundated with gratitude from Twitter users, indicating people are really happy with his new form of support. I'm glad I was able to take a walk with someone while keeping a comfortable distance, where we didn't have to talk, but could if we wanted to, one user wrote. Okay, so this is sort of like you're renting a friend, or just someone to be around you. Another reflected, I had been slack about visiting the hospital, but I went because he came with me. Oh, so he'll just like come with you to run errands or just whatever. He'll just sort of like be by your side. Sometimes you know, you don't want to do something alone. You just have someone near you. Soji Morimoto has been advertising himself as a person who can eat and drink and give simple feedback, but do nothing more. Simple feedback is the most he will do. He's received over 3,000 requests since he started back in June 2018. He has about 270 followers on Twitter. Initially, he offered his rent-a-person-who-does-nothing service for free, but now he charges about $96 per request. So what do people rent him for? Well, at times he will participate in a gaming session to make up numbers. Like, he's pretty much like dice. You'll be playing Sorry or something, and then you're just like, Soji, give me a number between 1 and 12. And he just sort of spits out a random number. That's helpful. All right, he'll participate in gaming sessions to make up numbers. He'll turn up to send off people who are moving away, accompany those filing for divorce, or listen to healthcare workers who have become mentally unwell due to their exhausting work. Morimoto commits to doing nothing. What a dream job. And basically just gives back-channel feedback when someone speaks to him. I myself don't like to be cheered on by others. I get upset when people simply tell me to keep on trying. When someone is trying to do something, I think the best thing to do is to help lower the bar for them by staying at their side, he explains. All right. Morimoto got a job with a publisher after finishing a graduate degree, but found it hard to fit in and left. His boss said sarcastically, "It doesn't matter if you're here or not. You make no difference to us." When he was troubled that he couldn't find anything to do on a long-term basis, he was inspired by a person who did nothing but got treated to meals. Not long after, he set up the Twitter account. One 36-year-old writer says that she has rented Morimoto on at least 10 occasions. She asked him to stay beside her when meeting a man for the first time, and also had him listen to her talk about her views on love, which she could not divulge to her friends, and how she went on an undercover visit to a women's adult entertainment establishment for a job. But he listened to me without shaming me about going to the adult entertainment shop. It felt like a support to just have him by my side. Morimoto receives words of gratitude from customers who state that the act of doing nothing serves as support. You shouldn't misconstrue his services as, like, buying a friend, because he specifically says, "I am not a friend or even an acquaintance. I'm free of the bothersome things that accompany relationships, but can ease people's sense of loneliness. Maybe it's something like that for me," Morimoto once said. He doesn't want his work to be seen as an act of charity, and he doesn't want to be praised for what he does. It's just something he does. An act of nothingness. All right, thank you, Japan. Stay weird, you little fucking freaks. All right, and finally today, time for another goddamn jingle. We got one from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Florida is the most fucked up state.
Short one. So earlier in the podcast, we heard from a woman who was hiding meth in her pussy, but she was trying to convince the cops that she simply was adjusting her coochie lips. They were dry or sweaty or sticking to the side of her. I don't know why she needed to adjust her coochie lips, but her coochie lips needed adjusted. That was a pretty good defense. The man featured in this news story also has a pretty good defense. A Crestview, Florida man was arrested after deputies said they found him in possession of drugs and paraphernalia during a traffic stop on Saturday. Sounds just like the woman we featured, right? This guy does not have coochie lips he can blame it on. Stephen Copeland, 29, is charged with trafficking heroin, plus possession of oxycodone, possession of drug paraphernalia, and a traffic violation. According to an arrest report from the county sheriff's office, deputies stopped Copeland on Hurlburt Road near Fort Walton Beach when a deputy noticed he had an expired car registration. After a member of the canine unit, a dog named Bert, alerted on Copeland's truck, deputies said they found heroin underneath the seat and then more heroin on the passenger floorboard. Other drugs strewn about, including a plastic bag with meth residue and a scale and assorted drug paraphernalia consistent with use in distribution. Copeland's defense: he thought about this long and hard. He told deputies that the heroin was simply a chocolate laxative, and he believed the pills to be fake. "Oh, well, I guess that explains it. Get that registration taken care of. I'll let you off with a warning." I like how he sort of explained the heroin. That's a chocolate laxative. Heroin doesn't look anything like chocolate laxatives. Pills, he explained, were fake. But what about, like, the meth? The meth in the bag? And the drug paraphernalia, like the pipes and needles, the scale and stuff. I guess he didn't really need to try to come up with an excuse because he was promptly arrested. He was booked in the county jail. There you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right. Let's not waste any time. Many ways to contact the show, 206-666-4463. That's my voicemail line, although if you pledge at least $5 over there at our Patreon account, you'll get access to a special voicemail line where I will play your calls first. You can always email me, show at distortedview.com. I'm all over social media, at distortedview on Twitter and Instagram, facebook.com/distortedviewshow. We've got a Discord where all the freaks are hanging out. Check out distortedview.com for more information on that. All right, let's check in with some freaks here. Got some patrons.
Oh, hey, Timmy Boo. Hey, listen here. It's Great Big Pete. I just wanted to say that last voicemail I left, I screwed up. Anyways, I really want to become one of these members to your this new membership thing that you were talking about earlier, and I
the Tim Henson boyfriend experience. This is based on 90 Day Fiancé and that recent Dr. Phil episode where some sad woman thought she was in a relationship with Bret Michaels from Poison or whatever, but she's obviously just talking to guys from Nigeria. They will only text her. They will not FaceTime her, not voice chat with her. And like on 90 Day Fiancé, this guy is like sending flowers, spent $450 sending her gifts. She wants plane tickets to Mexico and stuff. And in return, she sends videos to him, but doesn't use his name. She's just like, I love you so much. You're my baby. And you know, she's sending that same video to like, you know, 10, 20 different guys. I want to do that. You pay me $20,000. I will occasionally text you.
They think that it would be a good deal. You know, I think it'd be amazing to be able to say that I'm married to Timmy Boo.
Yeah.
So anyways,
I'll even let you legally marry me. I don't care.
Or even,
I mean, if the price is right.
It's your boyfriend. I mean, whatever. And I would love to get messages from you all the time that says, I love you, honey, baby. And, you know, I've been thinking about you. And then there would be like a picture of your blown out, puckered asshole or something like that to accompany it. But I'd have no way of verifying that it's you because you don't have hand tattoos and stuff like, you know, that guy from the thing. But anyways, but I think. Yeah, I think I'll do it.
PayPal me. Come on, let's get this started. Here. This is the first. This is a freebie to get you started. Hi, baby. It's your husband. I love you. I miss you. You're my king. Mom, mom, mom. I'm kissing you. Okay, gotta go. That's it. See how easy? Oh, I've got a throbbing dick for you. I can't wait. Can't wait to get your monster hog in my mouth or butt or whatever.
Hi, Timmy. It is Stacy from D.C., and I just wanted to give a shout-out to Vladimir Putin, because it was so cool to be part of this call. You know how he normally does that thing where he pretends to be a girl on the sex chat line, and then he occasionally does, like, shout-outs to the freaks. So this time, he was talking to a guy named Jeremy, who put his, like, sister on the phone, but was just himself being a girl. His
yes,
name's Stacy.
I remember that.
And then the last thing before the guy hung up, Vlad had said, Stacy from D.C. So anyway, so thanks for the shout-out, Vlad. I feel
Vlad gave you a little shout-out. Nice. Yeah, go back and listen to last week's shows, and you can hear Vlad's call to some guy. He was doing the worst female voice. So it was two dudes talking to one another.
Oh, hey. Queer. So I was wondering, have you ever had an issue where Lord Douche had to protect your honor? So I was at work the other day, and being the careless fairy that I am, one of my coworkers happened to make me cry by making fun of me. So my boyfriend showed up with a shovel and threatened to beat the shit out of him, looking for him, chasing him around, what have you. Either way, I was curious, have you ever had such a situation?
No, I haven't, but I think he said that he would do insane shit if need be. He doesn't care. He's a little, you know, cuckoo in the head.
Hey, Tim. Tyler here. Hope you're having a wonderful day. Curious if you could use your considerable influence with Richard Simmons to give Vladina a shout-out, or asshole, as it were.
Do you think Richard Simmons at some point recorded a happy birthday greeting for someone named Vladina?
Shout out, or asshole, as it were, because
yeah,
it is his or her birthday, I understand, coming right around the bend.
What? Is my baby boy all grown up? Hold on a second. Let's see if I can find a happy birthday message that might work. I'm looking at the V's right now. There's nothing even close to Vlad. This is the best I can do.
Vicky.
Oh, wait, I got
Valerie.
No, I guess we'll just stick with asshole.
You asshole, you. Happy, happy birthday. Happy birthday. Oh, my little sugar to you.
Happy birthday, Vladdy Cakes. I love Vlad. He's a good guy. I have a lot of good listeners. And then there are some assholes. But for the most part, a lot of you guys are good. You're all my little mashuganas. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the program. Why don't you guys email me? Show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666. Oh, God, it's an organ.
I was fixing my coochie lips.
Spread the distortion. STD, tell all your friends about the show. Don't forget to rate us and review us wherever you can criticize podcasts. I will see you back tomorrow if and only if you're Sideshow members. So it's a great time to sign up. Doing an exclusive show tomorrow. Otherwise, I'll be back on Wednesday. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Let's face it, ladies. Rape? It's your fault. It all begins with what you wear.
This has been another excellent podcast from the Scribe Media Group. Learn more at scribe.net.